Dear listeners, Sai Ram, we now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast live on 30th May 2019. This came to you as part of Thursday live programs of Radio Sai and it was hosted by Bishu Prushti.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today we will learn a beautiful bhajan adoring our Bhagwan as Nandalala, as Krishna Gopala, as Dina Dayala, as Sada Krupala. Very beautiful bhajan. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Darish dikhao mere Sai Nandalala.
So this is what we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat, and then we'll spend time understanding what each phrase of this bhajan means. We will take every word and try to understand the significance and how to connect to Bhagwan through these beautiful lyrics and the tune. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Darsha dikhao मेरे साई नंदलाला, दया करो मुझे कृष्ण गोपाला, देवकी नंदन दीन दयाला, मथुरानाथा मदन गोपाला, साई नारायण सदा कृपाला, दया करो मुझे कृष्ण गोपाला.
Now that you're familiar with the words of the bhajan, here is how this bhajan should be sung. Please listen to it carefully and sing along so that you get a feel of how this bhajan flows.
We are singing this bhajan in the scale C sharp pancham.
दर्श दिखाओ मेरे साई नंदलाला.
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 दया करो मुझे कृष्ण गोपाला.
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 देवकी नंदन दीन दयाला.
देवकी नंदन दीन दयाला.
देवकी नंदन दीन दयाला.
देवकी नंदन दीन दयाला.
मथुरा नाथा मदन गोपाला.
मथुरा नाथा मदन गोपाला.
मथुरा नाथा मदन गोपाला.
मथुरा नाथा मदन गोपाला.
साई नारायण सदा कृपाला.
साई नारायण सदा कृपाला.
साई नारायण सदा कृपाला.
Sai Narayana Sada Kripala.
Daya karo mujhe Krishna Gopala.
Daya karo mujhe Krishna Gopala.
Daya karo mujhe Sai Gopala.
Daya karo mujhe Sai Gopala.
Darsh dikhao mere Sai Nandalala.
So having enjoyed learning the tune of this soulful bhajan, for those of us who are keen students of music and want to decipher the nuances of this composition, Anirudh is here with us to share his thoughts on the raga of this bhajan. When you heard this bhajan, Anirudh, what was foremost that surfaced in your mind?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
The very first thought which came to my mind after listening to this bhajan is an unforgettable experience related to this bhajan. Which probably you might be knowing it, and I'm sure you would be narrating this experience during this bhajan episode.
Yes, you're referring to how a devotee was singing this bhajan, praying for Bhagwan, and
yes,
Bhagwan comes and cures him. Yes. That's a very moving story, and in fact, we've narrated that in the Bhava section of this program.
Yes. So it's such a touching experience where Swami assures that if you sing with feeling,
yes,
and it definitely melts the heart of Bhagwan.
Absolutely.
And he comes out no matter what time it is.
Yes.
Because in the experience it is around,
yes,
10 in the night.
Yes. Whoever you are,
yes,
and wherever he is,
yes,
if your prayer is sincere and if you are pouring your heart out,
yes,
then even if it is pouring outside like,
yes,
it was pouring that,
yes,
night,
yes,
Bhagwan will come.
Absolutely.
To rescue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that assurance is there in this bhajan.
Yes.
Taking that as an inspiration, I'm sure this experience would enhance to get more feeling,
yes,
towards Swami when we sing this bhajan. When we offer this bhajan in our centers, wherever we might sing, we can think of that experience, how Swami completely cured the disease through the devotional singing. So coming to the nuances of the bhajan, the power behind such noble feelings technically from the music side is the rag Sindhu Bhairavi, which is always a very haunting raga. In many of the bhajans, it has a, I can say it, to my personal experience, that there is something so magical in the raga that the tune doesn't go away from your mind.
Mm.
It just stays there. It makes you sing that again and again. I've experienced in a couple of songs and bhajans, whenever in a bhajan session and a Sindhu Bhairavi bhajan gets over,
bhajan session is over, but this bhajan lingers on.
Yes, yes. So there is some magic, I don't know.
Yes.
Bhajans like, very powerful bhajans like, Shyama Sundara Hari Govinda Bolo, Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram, Janaki Jeevan Ram, Raghunandana Raghava Ram Hare, Chandrasekharay Namo, Gangadharay Namo. And there are many, many bhajans, which are all, as I said before, it's haunting melodies.
Yes.
And especially during the 90th birthday, we could offer a song on the birthday of Bhagwan, was the song Apastamba Sutramu. It,
yes,
is, the lyrics is taken from Swami's Padyams.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful song tuned in Sindhu Bhairavi. And I'm sure listeners can go and listen to the song. It's there in our Radio Sai SoundCloud page as well as in the website. The song Apastamba Sutramu.
How about giving a small glimpse of that song here?
Sure.
You can do an alap and probably sing a little bit of that, just to give a flavor of how this raga is. How powerfully, I mean, this raga can create that magic.
It is always a learning experience during the alap sessions to elaborate and explore the raga.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I can
try my little bit in singing this raga.
ಸೂತ್ರವು ಭಾರದ್ವಾಜ ಸಗೋತ್ರವು ಸಕಲ ದೇವತಾರೂಪಮು ರತ್ನಾಕರ ವಂಶಮು ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಅನು ನೀವು ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಅನು ನೀವು ಜೀವುಲ ಬ್ರೋಚೆ ದೇವುಡು ನೀವು ಪರ್ತಿಲೋ ವೆಲಸಿನ ಸತ್ಯಮು ನೀವು ಆಪಸ್ತಂಭ ಸೂತ್ರವು ಭಾರದ್ವಾಜ ಸಗೋತ್ರವು
Listen to the full rendering of Apastamba Sutramu can also watch the Ishwarama Day program in front of Bhagwan in Sai Kulwant Hall on May 6, 2019. Brothers Ashwath and Anirudh rendered it once again at Bhagwan's lotus feet. So let's move on and do the swaras for this bhajan.
Yes, so let's do the first line.
दर्श दिखाओ मेरे साई नंदलाला पा प प प द म प प स नि सदा पा
पा प प प द म प प स नि सदा पा
दया करो मुझे कृष्ण गोपाला ಗ ಗ ಗ ಮ ಮ ಸ ಗ ಮ ದ ಮ ರೇ ಸ
ಗ ಗ ಗ ಮ ಮ ಸ ಗ ಮ ದ ಮ ರೇ ಸ
ದೇವಕಿ ನಂದನ ದೀನ ದಯಾಳ ಗ ಮ ಮ ದ ದ ನಿ ಸ ಸ ನಿ ರೇ ಸ
ಗ ಮ ಮ ಧ ದ ನಿ ಸ ಸ ನಿ ರೇ ಸ
ಮಥುರಾನಾಥ మదన గోపాల గగగరి సరిని పాపని సగరీసా
గగగరి సరిని పాపని సగరీసా
సాయి నారాయణ సదా కృపాలా పద సనిరి సదా ప గ పద సదా ప
పద సనిరి సదా ప గ పద సదా ప
దయా కరో ముజే కృష్ణ గోపాలా గ గ గ మ మ మ సగమధమరేసా
గ గ మ మ మ సగమధమరేసా.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ యాజ్ వీ వర్ డూయింగ్ ద స్వరాజ్ ఐ వాజ్ రిమైండెడ్ ఆఫ్ యట్ అనదర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సాంగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎ పైనింగ్ సాంగ్ సిమిలర్ టు దర్శ దిఖావో మేరే సాయి నందలాల. It's a very beautiful song, originally sung by
Meera Bhajan, right?
Meera Bhajan, originally sung by Lata Mangeshkar. And there are two versions. The one which has the Sindhu Bharavi Raga is very, very haunting, and the tune, as I said before, it keeps ringing in your mind. And it's a very powerful song where the feeling is so similar,
yes,
that you pine for the Lord to come for the darshan. So in this bhajan also, I felt the lyrics is so apt, and the pining mood is there so much that the lyrics is darshan dikhao, darshan dikhao.
Beautiful. It's up to all of us to drink deep,
yes,
the nectar that is this bhajan. So let's do the beat.
The beat of this bhajan is simple 8-beat, Aditalam or Kehrwa in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Darsh dikhao mere Sai Nandalala.
Darsh dikhao mere Sai Nandalala.
Daya karo mujhe Krishna Gopala.
Daya karo mujhe Krishna Gopala.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So with that, we are done with the raga and the beat of the bhajan. It's time now to dwell into the significance of every word, every syllable that has come together to offer this bhajan to us. So let's begin with the first line. Darsh dikhao mere Sai Nandalala. Darsh dikhao means, please give me your darshan. This is a Hindi bhajan. And so you have a prayer to the Lord in the language Hindi. Darsh dikhao, O Lord, please grant me your darshan. Mere Sai Nandalala. Mere means mine. Sai Nandalala. Nandalala, we know, is a very beautiful name of Lord Krishna. He is the son of King Nanda. That is why he is Nandalala. So here we are praying to the Lord to bless us with his darshan. We are praying to Sai Krishna to come and fill us with his grace. Interestingly, sometime back I had the chance to meet the composer of this bhajan, Mr. Shantanu Prasanna Mukherjee, someone who was blessed to sing in divine physical presence in the late 70s through the 80s for 10 years. He had the chance to compose many bhajans and offer it to Bhagwan during that period. This particular bhajan is one that emerged from him during that period. Let me play for you a little clip from that conversation that I had with him, wherein he shares about how he composed this bhajan, and also it's so beautiful to listen to the composer of the bhajan sharing how it was when it originally emerged out of him by his grace.
I had composed another because in those days Swami used to come out after 3, 4, 5 bhajans are finished. He used to come out. So myself along with the other singers as well as the students of that time, they used to, sing songs just expressing their urge to Swami that he comes out. Mm-hmm. So, keeping that in mind, I had composed one bhajan. Darish dikhao mere saain lene lala.
Okay, yeah, please.
So,
please, yeah, do
if
sing.
If you permit me to sing.
Darish dikhao mere Sai Nandalala, daya karo mujhe Krishna Gopala, daya karo mujhe Sai Gopala, Devaki Nandana Deen Daya. Kinandana Deena Dayala Mathura Natha Madan Gopala Mathura Natha Madan Gopala Sai Narayana Sada Krupala Sada Krupala Daya Karo Mujhe Krishna Gopala Daya Karo Mujhe Sai Gopala Darsh Dikhao Mere Sai Nandalala Daya Karo Mujhe Sai Gopala.
Wow. It's always an altogether completely different experience when you listen to a bhajan from the source, from the composer himself or herself, because it comes with that purity of what had originally come out, along with that feeling. Really very beautiful. It's very moving. Words fail to describe when you hear something in its pure form. Beautiful, sir.
So that was Mr. Shantanu Prasanna Mukherjee so soulfully sharing with us how Bhagwan blessed him with this bhajan. In fact, singing this bhajan to the Lord has been such a moving experience for so many people. And the kind of responses to their prayers that people have received is again so touching. I'm actually reminded of a very beautiful experience shared by Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram. This was an incident where she was physically witness to amazing grace of Bhagwan, and it happened during the Akhanda Bhajan time way back in the 40s or 50s in Bengaluru. Let's listen to Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram.
So anyway, when this Akhanda Bhajan used to go on, Swami would stay with us. One particular Akhanda Bhajan, there was a young man, before Swami came from Puttaparthi, he came to our house. He had a skin problem, a leukoderma or something, skin patches. He was a wonderful singer, a young man. He came to my father and said, Dr. Padmanabhan, Swami will be staying with you for 3 days. Can you please ask him to bless me? I have the skin problem. So my father said, I cannot ask Swami anything. But you attend the Akhanda Bhajan. If Swami so wills it, he will see you. And don't worry, you are such a good singer, why don't you come and sing at the Akhanda Bhajan? So the boy said, all right. I think he was a little disappointed, you know, that. But he said, all right. He had come. So the Akhanda Bhajan started Thursday. He was singing, Swami came to the Akhanda Bhajan. And the bhajans went on. That evening, after about 8 o'clock, Swami came home to have his dinner. And he finished his dinner and all that, and he told my mother. My mother would always be in the house. She never attended the bhajan because she had to take care of Swami. So he said, now that dinner is over, Kamalamma, you go and attend the bhajan. I am going to just stay now in the house. Padmana will be there, the children will be there. So we all stayed back. Suddenly at 9:45, it was almost 10 o'clock, Swami was getting ready to retire to his room. We were all sitting there. Suddenly at 10 o'clock, it was raining, I remember. I said, Padmana, bring the car. I have to go to the bhajan. My father was a very sort of protective of Swami, no? Swami, it's raining, you have just come back. You have spent 6 hours, from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 o'clock, Swami had been there. You have spent 6 hours there, Swami. Why don't you relax now? I'll take you early in the morning. He said, no, you bring the car. I have to go. Gitama, he said, you also come. So wherever he went, he used to take me. I was a small girl. Wherever he went, he used to take me. As a young man, know that Swami had come. He was so immersed in that bhajan. He was singing, please, oh Lord, give me darshan. And I'm sure he was having darshan in his heart. He had his eyes closed. And in the most beautiful, devoted voice, he was singing. And as he sings Darshadikava, Swami walked in from the side door and stood in front of this young man. And he did not even know that everybody in the hall is looking at Swami and the boy singing, give me darshan, but he doesn't know. I mean, he is feeling the darshan in his heart, but he had his eyes closed. He completed the song, he opens his eyes and the Lord that he is praying for darshan is standing in front of him. Swami bent and touched his head and right in front of our eyes, every single patch that boy had on his body disappeared. Completely gone, normal human being. That is what devotion can do. That is what prayer can do. In the middle of the night, 10 o'clock in the night, the Lord, who was getting ready to retire, asked for the car to be brought. In the driving rain thunderstorm, he drove those 15 minutes to answer Darsha Dikhao Mere Sai Nandalal. How can we not love him? How can we not love him? Many people have asked me, your Swamiji only talks to rich people. Who was this young man? He was unknown to anybody. Swami came, but he had the purest of devotion in his heart. And that is what he responded to.
So that is the power of prayer. That is the power of pining for the Lord's darshan. Darsha dikhao mere sai nandalala. Once the Lord comes, everything changes. Everything inauspicious becomes auspicious. All darkness disappear. Let's move on to the next line. Daya karo mujhe Krishna Gopala. Daya karo means, O Lord, please bless me. Please shower your compassion, your mercy on me. Mujhe is me. Krishna Gopala, we know so many beautiful meanings of the word Krishna. Karshate iti Krishna. Krishna is one who attracts. Krishna is also the one who cultivates your heart. Krushyate iti Krishna. And Gopala means not just the one who tends to the cows, but Gopala is one who tends to every living being, every living thing on this planet. That is what is Gopala, because Go is not only cows. Go means the earth. Go means every soul. Go has so many meanings, and Gopala means one who takes care of this entire universe. So we are praying to this Lord to please shower His compassion on us. That is what is the meaning of Daya karo mujhe Krishna Gopala. Devaki Nandana Dina Dayala. In his discourse on Krishna Janmashtami on 19th August 2003, Bhagwan spoke about Mother Devaki and said Kamsa had two wives. After his death, they went to stay with Jarasandha, their father-in-law. Jarasandha was very furious with Krishna and wanted to avenge the killing of his son-in-law. Many of his relatives had also developed hatred towards Krishna. This news reached Yashoda and Nanda and also Devaki and Vasudeva. They were concerned about Krishna's safety. So it was obvious, you know, Devaki and Vasudeva were so concerned about Krishna's safety, because after Kansa's death, they knew that Jarasandha, the father-in-law, will definitely try to harm Krishna. But Swami says Devaki was one of courage and she was also a great devotee. And it is because of this that she could withstand all the suffering meted to her by her brother Kamsa. She bore everything with fortitude and equanimity. And she was sure through her experience, through her conviction, that nothing can harm Krishna. She had total faith in Krishna's divinity, having experienced everything that had happened during Krishna's childhood. So That is what is the character of Devaki, Bhagavan is explained. And Krishna here is described as Devaki Nandana. Krishna, who is the son, the beloved son of Devaki, who is Dinadayala, who is one filled with compassion. Dinadayala means one who takes care of the underprivileged, who takes care of those for whom there is none, who are Dinas. Towards the Dina, he is the one who pours his daya. So Dinadayala is how we describe the Lord, because he is the one, the only refuge for the forlorn. So that is the meaning of Devaki Nandana Dinadayala. We move on to the next line, Mathura Natha Madana Gopala. In a discourse on April 13, 2001, Bhagavan explained the inner meaning of Mathura and said, where is Mathura? It is not some geographical location. The heart suffused with nectarous love, that is Mathura. If we have a heart that is overflowing with love for the Lord, that is where you have the manifestation of the Lord, and that is what is Mathura. Mathura Natha. The Lord is the master of such a heart. Madana Gopala. Madana is often used for Lord Krishna. It means intoxicating. The name of the Lord is so captivating that you are so taken in with his love, with the bliss of knowing him and loving him. In fact, there's a very beautiful description Bhagwan has written in Bhagavata Vahini about the childhood days of Lord Krishna. The Swami writes that Gopala woke up early in the morning during the Brahma Muhurtam, and he finished his wash quite soon, and he went to the cow shed to select and separate the cows and calves that had to be taken to the pastures that day, and he gave them water to drink. He heaped grass before the animals that were to be left behind so that they could feed their fill. He then loosened the ropes from the posts to which the cows he wanted to take with him were tied, and drove them out of the shed into the area in front of his home, and then he went inside the house and collected his cold rice and curds packet, which had also a little bit of pickles in it, and he cautioned his elder brother that it was time to start, and in order to alert his companions to be ready to join him, he blew a horn standing on the ground, and on hearing the call, the cowherd boys were activated. So suddenly they finished their allotted task at home. Hurriedly they bore the bundles of noontime food packets and hastened to the house of Yashoda, the mother, ready for the task for which Krishna has called them. And then the boys proceeded playing on the flute, singing melodious tunes. Some of them responded to the kokils that sang on the trees with echoing songs of their own. So they were matching the kokils on the trees with their tunes. Others ran along the shadows of the birds that flew above. Some lay flat on the backs of the cows and sang merrily their favorite songs, all the while watching with eagerness what Gopala was doing and where he was. So it is in this such a melodic scene that Gopala used to go into the pastures with the cowherd boys. And this is how they moved into the forest, Swami describes. Gopala then places the flute right in his lines, and he holds the noonday meal packet in his left hand, and raising his lovely silver voice, he sings a charming song and slowly walks along the with the song, as if their feet kept time and delighted in doing so, because they were keeping rhythm to the beautiful song that Krishna was singing. They pointed their ears to listen to the divine melody. They raised their heads in silent admiration and adoration. And finally they reached the banks of the tank, and by then it would be time for partaking food. So they sat under the trees and untied the cloth bundles, which contained cold rice mixed with curds, cream and milk and other items according to the taste and need of everyone. So the boys waited until Krishna opened his packet and started eating to take the first morsel themselves. So they waited for Krishna to first open his packet, and then as soon as Krishna took a mouthful, each boy began eating. Each Gopala once in a while used to give his companions a handful of food from his packet and receive from each of them a handful from his stock. So that was the beautiful exchange of love in the form of food that was happening. And Krishna went to each and everyone and asked for a share from that person's packet. And the boys were reluctant and even afraid to give Krishna the handful of food he had asked for from the plates, for it had been rendered ceremonially impure by their eating out of them. They felt like that. But seeing this, Krishna assured them that the one resides in all of them. He is that one. And so they should not feel that he was separate from them. And how can ceremonial impurity arise when all are one. Krishna used to ask very innocently to those Gopalas then. And so Krishna used to take this half-bitten pickled fruit that they had kept aside. He would bite off a portion and chew with a lot of joy, a lot of relish. How can the Lord, who ate with relish the leavings of Shabari from her plate in the Rama incarnation, desist from eating the leavings of the cowherd companions? So both were so intimately devoted to him. So that's the beautiful Madana Gopala. Once you know him, you love him and you want to be with him every second. Mathura Anatha Madana Gopala. That is what is conveyed in this line. You are referring to that Lord who is so enrapturing that you want to have him with you all the time. Let's move on to the next line. Sai Narayana Sada Krupala. The word Narayana refers to Lord Vishnu. And generally, Lord Vishnu is associated with that principle of Godhead who is responsible for sustaining this creation. The word Narayana is actually the conjunction of two words, Nara and Ayana. Nara in Sanskrit means water. Ayana refers to a resting place. So the name Narayana means the one whose resting place is water or the ocean. In fact, Lord Narayana is most often depicted as the one reclining on the ocean of milk. But this is the superficial meaning of the name Narayana. The word Nara can be further interpreted as Na and Ra. Ra means to perish. Na means no. So Nara means that which does not perish. And this refers to the Jivatmas or the living entities or the individual souls, because the soul never dies. It only moves on. So in this sense, Narayana means the one whose ayana or resting place is in all Naras. All Naras or living entities. To put it differently, Narayana is the one who abides in every being. He is the all-pervasive Lord. And this is what is substantiated by the Vedic declaration, Antar Bahishcha Tat Sarvam Vyapya Narayana Stitaha. That is, Narayana is present inside, outside, everywhere. In 1957, Bhagwan had visited Rishikesh in North India along with a group of devotees. He went to the famed Vasishta Guha or the Vasishta Cave. While returning from the cave, Bhagwan suddenly left his body for a short while. When asked later, Bhagwan explained that he had gone to save a great yogi. Now this aroused the curiosity of everyone around him and they gathered closer to hear further details from Bhagwan. But Swami brushed their questions aside and said a person named Subramanyam in the group would be able to give more details. So some persons went in search of this person and brought him to Bhagwan's presence. Bhagwan asked him what he had seen that evening while at the Vasishta Guha. Mr. Subramanyam begged pardon for not informing Bhagwan immediately about it because he had seen a corpse floating down the holy river Ganges. But being a thing of evil omen, he had refrained from mentioning it in the holy atmosphere of the cave. Bhagwan laughed and said that it was not a corpse. Though the yogi who was floating down the flood was so dead to all external occurrences that he did not even understand his plight of being swept down by the current of water. It seems that the yogi was seated on a rock by the side of the river, lost in meditation, and the water current, meanwhile, came with so much force that it ate into the mud underneath the rock where the yogi was sitting, and the rock tilted over and threw the yogi into the flood. But the yogi was completely oblivious to anything that was happening to him because he was so deep in meditation. Bhagwan said that the yogi initially felt that everything was a dream. Only much later he found out that he was actually being carried away by Ganga. And it is only at that point that he began to pray to the Lord to protect his body. And Bhagwan answered his call when it came from him, that SOS from the yogi, immediately prompted Bhagwan to respond. And Swami led the floating yogi to the bank a few miles above Shivanandanagar, where there was a home available to give him warmth and comfort. Later, a devotee who was in the group recalled that during the trance, during the phase when Bhagwan had gone out of his body, Swami had his palms one over the other as if enclosing something. And Professor Kasturi writes about this in Satyam Shivam Sundaram Volume 1 and says, it was to protect the sannyasi's heart that Bhagwan had kept his palms closed. The sadhu was saved after a 30-mile float. Sai Narayana, Sada Krupala, he will go to any extent to protect his devotees. He is the one full of mercy. And Bhagwan says that all names and all forms are his. He is only too ready and eager to answer the cry of anyone in distress because he is Sada Krupala. He is one full of mercy. The sadhu was not a devotee of Bhagwan. He had never even seen Sai Baba. He was just praying to God and Swami responded because it came from a pure heart and it was a sincere prayer. Sai Narayana Sada Krupala refers to that Lord who is an ocean of mercy. And then you have Daya Karo Mujhe Krishna Gopala, which is a repeat of the second line. And again here we are praying to the Divine Lord to fill us with His grace. Daya Karo, fill us with Your mercy. Krishna Gopala. Gopala is the one who is the caretaker of everyone in this universe. We pray to that eternal protector, that ultimate Godhead, to always keep us in His care. So that is the meaning of this beautiful bhajan. And as we always mention, there are so many ways you can relate to this bhajan. Every word is a mantra. So we have to just spend time ruminating on what is. Spend time contemplating on what each of these beautiful names of the Lord connote. And we'll be lost in the ecstasy of His name. So let's sing this bhajan once again as it is sung in the Prashantanilayam Mandir. And as we sing this, let us pour our heart out in prayer and in utter supplication.
Darsh dikhao mere Sai Nandalala.
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 Daya karo mujhe Krishna Gopala.
Krishna Gopala,
daya karo mujhe Krishna Gopala,
daya karo mujhe Krishna Gopala,
Devaki Nandana Dina Dayala,
Krishna Gopala,
Devaki Nandana Dina Dayala,
Devaki Nandana Dina Dayala,
Madhura Natha Madan Gopala,
Madhura Natha Madan Gopala. kripala
daya karo mujhe krishna gopala
daya karo mujhe krishna gopala
daya karo mujhe sai gopala
daya karo mujhe sai gopala darsh dikhao mere sai andara
That we come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. Please do send us your feedback on our WhatsApp number 9393258258. Once again, 9393258258. Thank you so much. We offer this endeavor with joy and humility at His lotus feet.
You are listening to an episode of our radio program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast live on 30th May 2019. This came to you as part of Thursday live programs of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and it was hosted by Vishu Prushti. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback by either email or WhatsApp. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org. And our WhatsApp number is 9393258258. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.